Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected and honorable ulama, Ufadi kiram, elders, brothers, and our young ones. On the night preceding the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, we had discussed one aspect of the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in particular Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There has been some request to continue that discussion with regards to the Ahlul Bayt and the general Sahaba of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at the Ahlul Bayt and the caliber of the Ahlul Bayt, we find that in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a delegation from Najran, a Christian delegation, that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this delegation began to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and rather they began to make more statements about the Christian batil beliefs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, him being the son of Allah wa na'udhu billah, or a part of Allah, or Allah himself, etc. And Allah ta'ala revealed about 80 verses of Surah Ali Imran. Now, in these verses, there is one verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having to call his family and let them call their family, and then each one will curse the other. The one that is truthful, the one that is on haq will survive, the one that is untruthful on falsehood, that person and his progeny will be destroyed, extinct, never to exist on the surface of this earth again. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts forth this challenge. And just one part of the narration that I'd like to relate, and then we go on. That when this delegation comes to Masjidun Nabawi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put forth this command of Allah as a request. They said, we need time. We cannot go out there and you curse us, invoke the curses of Allah Ta'ala upon us, and we invoke the curses of Allah Ta'ala upon you. It's not a split second decision, but we need to go back. We need to ponder. And after pondering, they come into Masjidun Nabawi, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is seated and ready. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of them on the lap of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind him Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and on the other side
سیدنا حسین رضی اللہ سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. When this delegation comes in, they immediately respond to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are not prepared to go in with any kind of curse being invoked by each side. And then they turned away. And when he turns away, the leader amongst them said that when you looked at the faces of all those individuals, they are so blessed that if he had to invoke that a mountain moves away from its place, Allah will cause it to move. O delegation of Najran, if you want yourselves, your families, your progenies to be destroyed, just look at those faces. Such was the Christians witnessing the Mubarak faces of part of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we discussed that there are those like the Shias that in order to establish their love for the Ahlul Bayt, which we also love, but moving it away out of perspective, over-emphasizing and over-exaggerating, and to a certain extent that also there is no issue. But sometimes in trying to establish something, we often want to discredit others. And they do it at the expense of discrediting the whole galaxy of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now when we look at individual issues, and we will run through them very quickly, we will realize that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba had an unmoved love for the Ahle Bayt, for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was unwavered. It could never ever be removed from the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Today we'll just concentrate on the position of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the eyes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and if time permits, then Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know in the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba were very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, both of them sitting at a garden. Now come to realize that the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come of age, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. The need is that she needs to be married off to someone. And the two of them sit and they said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar, knowing the likes and the dislikes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his preferences, what was not preferred, he knew it. And he said to Umar, we need to go to Ali. He is the only candidate whose proposal for Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha will be accepted. So the two of them go, and then they encourage Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go forth with this proposal. Now had they had no regard for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would have walked away from this. But they insisted and encouraged him. We just go a little further. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes in the presence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the proposal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ali, meher. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu does not have anything. We will remember on that occasion when he desired to give sadaqah because there was a short period of time in order to be in the audience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One had to give sadaqah. He went to work, earned a few dates, gave that out as charity, and came into the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah ta'ala abrogated that rule forever and ever. Only one sahabi had that good fortune, Sayyidina Ali, but he had to go to work. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your shield, Ali. Go and sell off your shield. And whatever you have in lieu of that shield, bring that and present it as a mehr. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who goes out into the marketplace. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala who asked him, Ali, what is it that you have to trade on? He says, I have the shield that I wish to sell and the proceeds of it will be my mehr to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amazed. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchases the shield. After he purchases the shield, he asked Ali, he's given the money, he's taken possession, and he asked Ali, you know the rule. Is this my possession? He said, yes. Can I do anything that I wish to do with it? He said, yes. He said, now I give it back to you as a gift. Brothers, if there was no muhabbat, if there was no regard that the Sahaba had for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these kind of incidents would have never happened. Perhaps in these days, a father wouldn't even do it for his own son. We go further into the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise, after his departure from this world, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is concerned about one aspect that was not discussed, and that was the wirathat, the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bearing in mind that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have much of an estate. But nonetheless, she goes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in one narration in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she puts forth this concern to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, brothers, we need to know that at the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were various issues, but only one amongst the Sahaba had the answers to these questions. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. Where is he going to be buried? In Medina, does his body go back to Makkah? Only one Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the answer. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are buried at the exact place where they leave this world. And that is why we will find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried exactly there in the apartment of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The second, how would the janazah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be performed? Who is there that has the guts to stand and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Only one person knew the answer to that question, and that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But nonetheless, coming back, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu quotes the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Fatima, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, will not be inherited from. Nobody will become our inheritor. Whatever we have as an estate, that will be given out as sadaqah. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, the Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will be apportioned from that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been apportioned. And then he goes on to explain to her that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his source of income was the land of Fadak, the land of Khaybar. I cannot go into those details. But these were lands that were taken over by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allotted a share. That share, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the source and the amount, the quantity will not change. The Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get exactly what they had gotten at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a fixed income. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in. And again, if there was animosity, listen to the words. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. After testifying to Tawheed and oneness and the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Abu Bakr, I find you to be excellent. Excellent in so far as your knowledge is concerned. Excellent in so far as your character is concerned. Your piety is concerned. You have this amanat in your hands and you have executed it in an excellent manner. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu begins to enlist Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not a lesson on history. Praising Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had given his life for and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds to him and he says to him, O Ali, Qasam of Allah, for me to love the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more honorable and more noble than me maintaining family ties with my own family. That is the kind of love that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Ahle Bayt. We just go into another aspect very quickly, that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had created a shura, a council of Sahaba. Now when we just go through it, we just glean, we will find the names of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will also find the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One narration by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's interesting to note that even the Shia kitabs have this narration, that at the time when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was faced with a crisis, there were several crises that he was faced with. The one was imposters. People were claiming prophethood. They were claiming to be the Nabis of Allah. Secondly, people were leaving the deen of Islam, the fold of Islam. Thirdly, there was always a threat that Medina Munawwara will be invaded by these forces. And fourthly, people began to withhold zakat. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we were in that mashwara. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr asked me, O Ali, what is your thought? And I said, if we are unable to collect that zakat that people were giving in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have moved away from the path of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was then that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if anyone withholds even that rope, the equivalence of that rope that one would use to tie a camel, that he would give in zakat in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he withholds it now, we will make sure we make jihad against such individuals. And it is not possible that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diminishes whilst Abu Bakr is alive. So he was in that mashwara. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu specifically asked him for his view. Going further, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion decides to check the renegades of a particular tribe. And he goes out on his ride. His sword is unsheathed. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself is going out, probably to set an example to all those that would like to go out in the path of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes and intercepts Hazrat Abu Bakr. And he said, Oh Abu Bakr, today I would address you with the same words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed you at the time of Uhud. At the time of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to you, O Abu Bakr, sheath your sword, put your sword back, for your loss will be our loss and the loss of the ummah. And obviously, it will be a source of weakness to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you may not go out on this particular expedition yourself. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu praises him with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes heed and he turns around and he allows the others to go after electing an Amir. So again, we find that the relationship was nothing but cordial. And again, in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a particular person comes to him. And that person said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his last days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised me that when any goods come from outside, then he would give me 3 hands full. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu calls for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said to Ali, "O Ali, you give to this person as per the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 hands full. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu does it happily. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to him before he handed over the last, "Count the number of dates in your hand." So he counted up to 6 dates. And he said, "Qasam of Allah, when we were on that journey of the Hijrah, coming from Makkah to Medina Munawwara, understand friends, there was no one else. There was no one else. It was just the two of them. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, 'O Abu Bakr, my hand and the hand of Ali is the same.' And when I counted the number of dates in the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was also 6. So it was not just a figurative expression, but this is a literal expression. Friends, this is so important to us that no one would have known this narration because there was no one around. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes it his point to praise Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that your hand is like the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and friends, when Allah ta'ala speaks in the Quran, Allah ta'ala speaks in the most general sense about each and every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, that these sahaba, they were very peculiar in many other traits, but most especially when it came to matters of the disbelievers, they were forceful, and amongst them, ruhama, they were most compassionate. Whether it was the Khalifa of the time, whether it was the Amirul Mu'mineen of the time, or any other Sahabi, whether it was the Ahle Bayt, and again, the Ahle Bayt are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is not the only reason why they have status and honor in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. They were persons of absolute piety. They were people of taqwa and justice. And all of that, but being in the bloodline of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had that reason to have honor and virtue, and that was accorded to them by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who wish then to discredit the Khulafa'i Rashideen, wish to discredit Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar or Sayyidina Uthman in favor of the Ahle Bayt, we say to them that we have love for each and every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have love for the Ahle Bayt, and we will not discredit anyone else, and we have love for each and every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hear on every Jumu'ah the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Allah, Allah." That is not a dua. Lots of times we say Allah, Allah, people are saying Ameen. But it means, ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Allah, Allah, fear ashabi, with regards to my sahaba. لا تتخذوهم غردا من بعدي, do not take them as targets of abuse, vulgarity after me. فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم, وَمَنْ أَبْغَذَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَذَهُمْ. Whoever loves them because he loves me. Whoever has any malice, any hatred for them, does so because he has hatred for me. Brothers and friends, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep us on the haqq and sirat mustaqim. And the very first and fundamental thing is our aqidah, our belief. Our belief insofar as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, insofar as our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned, and we need to clear the air insofar as our beliefs with regards to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and ability. May Allah Ta'ala grant us strong iman. Allah keep us on this, in this earth with iman, and may Allah Ta'ala take us also with iman. Whoever is ill and sick in the ummah, whoever has whatever challenges, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all and all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the challenges from whoever has whatever challenges, wherever the ummah is suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the ummah of its sufferings. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be pleased with one and all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.